Ezra. Chapter 10. Now when Ezra had prayed, and when he had confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept bitterly. And Shechaniah the son of Joel, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said unto Ezra, We have trespassed against our God, and have married foreign wives of the people of the land, yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. Now therefore let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives, and such as are born of them, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those that tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for this matter belongs unto you, we also will be with you, be of good courage, and do it. Then arose Ezra, and made the leading priests, the Levites, and all Israel, to swear that they should do according to this word. And they swore. Then Ezra rose up from before the house of God, and went into the chamber of Jehohanan the son of Eliashib, and when he came there, he did eat no bread, nor drink water, for he mourned because of the transgression of them that had been carried away. And they made proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem unto all the children of the captivity, that they should gather themselves together unto Jerusalem. And that whosoever would not come within 3 days, according to the order of the leaders and the elders, all his substance should be forfeited, and he himself separated from the congregation of those that had been carried away. Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together unto Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the open square before the house of God, trembling because of this matter, and because of the heavy rain. And Ezra the priest stood up, and said unto them, You have transgressed, and have taken foreign wives, to increase the trespass of Israel. Now therefore make confession unto the Lord God of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land, and from the foreign wives. Then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, As you have said, so must we do. But the people are many, and it is a time of heavy rain, and we are not able to stand outside, neither is this a work of 1 day or two, for we are many that have transgressed in this thing. Let now our rulers of all the congregation stand, and let all of them who have taken foreign wives in our cities come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city, and the judges thereof, until the fierce wrath of our God for this matter is turned from us. Only Jonathan the son of Asahel and Yaziah the son of Tikva opposed this matter, and Meshullam and Shabbatai the Levite supported them. And the children of the captivity did so. And Ezra the priest, with certain heads of the fathers' houses, according to their fathers' houses, and each of them by name, were set apart, and sat down in the 1st day of the 10th month to examine the matter. And they finished with all the men that had taken foreign wives by the 1st day of the 1st month. And among the sons of the priests there were found that had taken foreign wives, namely, of the sons of Jeshua the son of Hozadok, and his brethren, Maaseiah, and Eleazar, and Jerib, and Gedaliah. And they gave their promise that they would put away their wives, and being guilty, they offered a ram of the flock for their trespass. And of the sons of Immer, Hanani, and Zebadiah. And of the sons of Harim, Maaseiah, and Elijah, and Shemaiah, and Joel, and Uzziah. And of the sons of Pashur, Elioni, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nathanael, Jozabad, and Elisha. Also of the Levites, Jozabad, and Shimei, and Kaliah, the same as Kalita, Pethahiah, Judah, and Eleazar. Of the singers also, Eliashib, and of the gatekeepers, Shalom, and Telem, and Uri. Moreover of Israel, of the sons of Parash, Ramiah, and Iziah, and Malchijah, and Mijamin, and Elazar, and Malchijah, and Benaiah. And of the sons of Elam, Mataniah, Zechariah, and Joel, and Abdi, and Yeremoth, and Elijah. And of the sons of Zatu, Elioni, Eliashib, Mattaniah, and Yeremoth, and Zabad, and Azizah. Of the sons also of Bai, Jehohanan, Hananiah, Zabai, and Athlai. And of the sons of Bani, Meshullam, Maluk, and Adiah, Jashub, and Sheol, and Yeremoth. And of the sons of Bahath Moab, Adna, and Chelil, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattaniah, Bezalel, and Binui, and Manasseh. And of the sons of Harim, Eliezer, Ishijah, Malchijah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Maluk, and Shemariah. Of the sons of Hashem, Madonai, Madita, Zabad, Aliflet, Jeremai, Manasseh, and Shimei. Of the sons of Bani, Madai, Amram, Anal, Benaiah, Bdeah, Chaloi, Vanya, Meremoth, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Madonai, and Jaju, and Bani, and Benui, Shimei, and Shelemiah, and Nathan, and Adiah, Moknadbai, Shashai, Shari, Azarel, and Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalom, Amariah, and Joseph. Of the sons of Nbo, Jael, Matithiah, Zabad, Zabina, Jadai, and Joel, Benaiah. All these had taken foreign wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had children.